with his voice he spoke, and all things came to be. Yet he hears the simple prayer I bring before him, when I humbly seek his face and bow the knee.
Welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles. We're going to be looking at the book of Acts. Here in Acts chapter number 19, we have the ministry of the Apostle Paul. You'll find as he traveled and he preached the gospel, he would go into the synagogue, and the Bible tells us he would preach the whole counsel of God. Many times he would end up leaving those communities. Sometimes they would beat him. There were a few occasions where they stoned him. And so the message was not well received. But when we look at his ministry, he would always go back to the synagogue. Here in Acts 19:8, it says, and he went into the synagogue and he spake boldly, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Speaking boldly. One thing Paul desired was that people would hear the truth. He did not want disciples following him. You can look at the church of Corinth, and they took certain leaders, and some said, well, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I am of Cephas, and they all had their particular person they were following. Today, you have the very same thing. You'll find people, they identify with many times a denomination. They identify with sometimes certain leaders. But wait a second. Paul spoke boldly concerning the kingdom of God. You want to go to heaven? That's what the kingdom of God is all about. You see, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1, he preached the testimony of God and Christ crucified. He said in 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 5, he said, I desire that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And so when we look at this particular portion, we come to realize that Paul was faced with people who were religious, with people who were following men, with people who were following a religion. The Bible says, Jesus, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John said, you want life? He says, you have to come to Jesus. Jesus told the people, the Jewish people, you won't go to heaven because you will not come to me. John 5, 39 and verse number 40. And so when I read in Jude, verse number 3, Jude writes, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. The faith here is the body of truth. It's the doctrine that you find within the pages of the Bible. You see, there is nothing else worth following. If it cannot be found in the scriptures, it is of no value. Jude said, you need to contend for what is written in the book. I think back of a man who was my Sunday school superintendent years ago when I was just a teenager. You know, not that long ago, that same man, now in his 80s, visited out here in South Dakota. He stopped in our church, and after the evening service, he came to my house. Sitting in my living room, he told the story how he got saved. He said, you know, he says, I heard the truth that it was Jesus that could forgive sin, that it was Jesus who could provide eternal life. I went back to my denominational church, and as I was reading my Bible and hearing the preaching of God's word, it came to dawn upon me that I was sitting in a place where there was no truth. He said, I was the first one to leave my denominational church. There were many that followed. Matter of fact, even to his credit, the pastor of that church eventually got saved. But as Paul found out, you know, we read that the people were hardened here in Acts 19, verse number 9. The people were hardened and they believed not. And so, likewise, this man sitting in my home said, you know what? Even after the pastor got saved, he had to leave. And so, what Paul did here, he left. He no longer went back into the synagogue. Why? Because they spoke evil of the truth. They hated to be instructed from the word of God. Therefore, they had to separate from them. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 4, verse number 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. John said, you need to examine what you're hearing from your preacher, and you need to examine it by the word of God. Is this truth? You see, in the book of Galatians, the church of Galatia, they were having problems. There were certain teachers that were not teaching the truth. Paul went on to say that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He was talking about the false doctrine. He said, just that little bit will leaven the whole lump. It will permeate. It'll go through the whole group. And it will hinder you that you'll never obey the truth. And many will never trust Jesus. See, Paul, he spoke boldly because he wanted the people to grow in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior. He wanted them to hear the complete testimony of God that they might prosper in the truth and their children might get saved. Well, when we get through, we find that in Acts 19:11, that there were wroughts, there were miracles that were wrought by Paul. By the hands of Paul. Now, one of the things that God did in the book of Acts, it was a transitional period from the dispensation of the law to the dispensation of grace. Before the completion of the word of God, God allowed the apostles to perform miracles that the people might recognize they had the power of God upon them. It's interesting because there were vagabond Jews that took it upon themselves to preach and try to duplicate what Paul was doing. They even said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And of course, if you read the passage, you'll find that they were very weak when it came to the demonic oppression and the demonic power of the day. And they did not succeed. And so the devil's no match for religion. I think sometimes religion today tries to take certain passages and say, well, you can do this. You can have victory. But wait a second. There is no victory without salvation. There is no victory until you trust Jesus to forgive you of your sin and to save you. Then the Spirit of God will come and dwell within you, and the Word of God, He will reveal truth, and He will guide you into truth. You see, there is an order. And the Apostle Paul, it's revealed here, there were people that tried to capitalize upon Paul's ministry, trying to duplicate it, trying to show, because Paul, when he went to different areas, people got saved. Their lives changed. If any man be in Christ, Paul said, they become a new creature. You see, their old life passes away. Behold, all things have become new. And so the name of Jesus was magnified in the ministry of Paul, in the ministry of these that were trying to capitalize and try to make it look like they had the same teachings and they had the same success. Well, it wasn't the same at all. And people actually that were religious many times their lives were just terribly destroyed by sin. Because you see, a person must get saved, and they must trust Jesus before they can be forgiven. The Spirit of God will come and dwell and will change that life. And so in the end here, I want to just say that the Word of God is quick, it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints of the marrow, as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. In closing, the Word of God is what we need today. It has the principles by which you can live. But before you can live by those principles, you must trust Jesus. It starts with Jesus coming to grips with the fact, I'm a sinner. I know He can save me. And then you take the principles and apply them. Friend, today, Paul, his ministry, when you look at the people that trusted Jesus, something that you'll find in Paul's ministry is not what we're finding today in religion. That is, the people, their lives changed and their fruit remained. I'm talking about fruit of a Christian. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here at Mobridge, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, 1:30 our afternoon service. We invite you. Come on out to the New Freedom Baptist Church of Mobridge.